Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January the 7th, 2024. I love this question. It was sent to me by a lady named Janet. She lives in Florida, and she listens to the podcast and watches my videos on YouTube, and I'm very grateful that she does, and she always has interesting questions. And here's the one that she came up with. What exactly, Gregory, she says, do you mean by having mercy? What is it? I find it difficult to think of having mercy towards my enemies as you talk about. Janet from Florida. Janet, my greatest enemies in my life have been Gregory. Gregory's his own worst enemy. And once you start to realize that, you come across the meaning of what it is to have transcendence through mercy. Mercy is the ability to recognize the origins of something within us that propagates the fear, the anger, the hostility that oftentimes people carry with them. To have a merciful life is to have a very generous life. Would you give me that which you deem more important and a greater need, shall we say, than the one I may have? Would you give that way? Would you give me that which you deem you need more than myself? That's the real question of mercy. And it opens up a brand new door inside of people in many different ways. And the sad part about it all is that most people wouldn't. The idea of mercy is to give up the useless, frivolous part of my mind, my ego, my vanity, my pride, and give it all away. And let everything unfold just the way it needs to unfold for the sake of the beauty of love. Because everything is in the confines of a great love that lives within us. But we miss that great love because we are so busy trying to get whatever it is that we think we need and want that will sustain our pride, our vanity, our ego. So a great deal of mercy in the beginning, this is not the sum and substance of it, but in the beginning has to do with surrendering my ego, our ego, whatever that is about any given subject. And as far as your enemies are concerned, they are your teachers. And when you start to realize that your enemy is your teacher, it is their revealing parts of the way you process things about yourself, how you may do self-examination. Most people don't want to have mercy because if they do, they feel it's a weakness. They feel that it's subsiding to the confines of fear and anger and all that other stuff. Maybe what your enemy is saying about you is true and you don't want to hear that or whatever it is that they're saying. So mercy is the ability to hear and understand where they're coming from, where you're coming from, what the bigger picture of everything is that's in our life and why it is there. Well, if you're patient enough, if you're kind enough, if you're merciful enough, you will hear why everything is there the way it is. You will be able to recognize, oh, it's there because of this, that, and the other. In me, not in others, in me. What is it about me that made all this possible? When you can ask that question and really understand the nature of it, that is when mercy has given you its greatest gift, which is self-realization. And instead of putting all sorts of philosophies and morals and beliefs ahead of your sense of mercy, you actually listen to the mercy that lives within you, and you do not fight with it. You do not antagonize yourself with it. You simply realize the true fact of the matter, as I have. I know not what I do. And when I'm impulsive, or when I'm being unkind, or when I'm being rightfully, maybe socially righteous about something, that is when I make my biggest mistakes. So it really is up to you how you want to live your life and the way you want to live your life. And if you want to live it in the coordinates of compassion and forgiveness, which would set free all sorts of beautiful things within you that you may know nothing about at this point in your life, if you would be willing to do that, then a great goodness would unfold within you, a great awareness, a great beauty. And maybe that would change some things. I don't know. But for the most part, if you really want to get into it, mercy is the deepest form of prosperity. The prosperity not just of money, and that's not what I'm talking about. It's the prosperity of life itself, the prosperity of understanding beyond the mental confines and emotional impulses of our humanity, which is always a problem, always a problem. We see it on the earth, we see it in the world, we see it in everything, and yet we don't recognize what it's really all about. We have an assumed idea of humanity, that it is this wonderful thing that we should be doing, that should have some humaneness to it. But humanity is not humane. You have not educated yourself. There are a couple of things the American public really needs to do. They need civics lessons. They don't understand civics, and they don't understand politics and how they relate to civics, which relates to society and how it operates and what it assumes is right and wrong, good and bad. We just don't get it. And we don't want to, because we're a very selfish people. And that's partly why there are so many tremendous problems in this world. Tremendous, because we are selfish, we are unkind, we are prejudiced, and we keep this going and thinking that there is nothing wrong with what we're doing, how we're doing it, the way we're doing it, and that we should not live questioned, suspicious of ourselves. I find this to be one of the greatest problems of humankind. They are not suspicious of themselves and what they are capable of doing, even examining the values that you think are essential to being yourself, whatever that means. I don't know what it is to be a Janet. I don't know. I know what it is to be a Gregory, and I am always suspicious of him. Always aware of what he wants, what he doesn't want, what he's trying to do, what he's trying to purport to me through impulse and everything like that. I'm very aware of it, and I'm on alert all the time. So that would be how you would live your mercy. And if you would live it, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, as Jesus said in the Beatitudes, you would have something really interesting in your life, a real change, a real game changer, in fact, of your entire life. And it would produce for you a sense of urgency to go into consciousness. And consciousness is derived out of meditation. So your life would change drastically. You would start to see things in the light of, shall we say, a more transformational lifestyle. You would experience a transcendence beyond the normal level of the way most of us live, which is eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth kind of thing. I really hope that helped you. I really did. And if you need more, Janet, just get a hold of me. You know my phone number, and my email is greg@aspire.org. All right. Enough for today. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Know that you are all deeply loved by something greater than your emotions. And please forgive me. Namaste.